This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
First time director, Australian Lee Whannell, who is known for having worked with some of the Saw and Insidious films, takes a tried and true formula here and applies it in a fresh format. And that would be the $6 Million Man, RoboCop sort of story arc where a hero is essentially killed and brought back to life through technology. It's sort of metaphor for modern science. So this could be essentially, instead of being given penicillin, he's given an alternate brainstem. And the fresh part about this film is that, unlike penicillin, and unlike in RoboCop or $6 Million Man, is not just using technology for his benefits, not just a computerized and augmented arm and strength. So more like, and so it departs from the sort of superhero narrative arc. And instead, he's got this, it adds this element of horror, which is the fear of technology. And so by implementing this robotic brainstem, after his and his wife's murder, although he's not murdered, he's paralyzed, he's given a chance to have a surgery for this new system that will allow him to walk again. So of course he says yes. Turns out to be it comes with a catch as he's cruising around walking and moving, and the catch is that it has its own sort of Siri-like internal Alexa system that can talks to him. So much like Her, the Spike Jonze movie, where Scarlett Johansson is the character. There's a character who obviously is modeled after HAL 6000 from 2001: Space Odyssey. And instead of saying sort of heart, "I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that. I can't open," in response to "they open the cabin doors, HAL," it's more, it gets much more kind of crazy. He goes on a hunt to try to avenge his wife's death. And I'm going to go ahead and do a spoiler alert here because it's going to give away the whole ending of the movie. So I would say if you're planning on seeing this, pause the podcast now. Anyway, he as he goes after the bad guys, sort of Dirty Harry style vigilante justice, which also points to a moment in time that we're at, or these reprisal of these movies, which point to a lack of confidence in the justice system, a lack of confidence in the ability to stop hyperviolence in the wake of school shootings. This return of the vigilante justice character, which has been happening with Bruce Willis films the last couple of years, the return of Death Wish and the Charles Bronson type films. So anyway, he goes back and sort of extracts revenge on all of these people that think he is confined to a wheelchair. And the reason he's able to do that is because he's able to give over control of his body at times to the system that's controlling him. And of course, it's called STEM. And STEM is able to create incredible, like, Matrix-esque Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon sort of fight scenes. The catch here is that the system itself is the actually intending to inhabit his body and take control of him. So it actually had his wife murdered and had him shot, and then it set a bunch of people up. So that's the spoiler alert, and it was a crazy, crazy, crazy story. Really brilliant twist, and worthwhile and fresh, inventive film. Great classic.